At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino & Rich Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino & Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, happy birthday, Seth Rogen. 42 today.
Oh, happy Seth Rogen birthday.
Happy tax day.
Happy tax day.
It's like a mixed bag, right? Half the people out there are like, get a sweet refund, vacation money. Half the people are like, I owe more taxes.
Taxes. It's the worst part of the game.
Taxes.
So pay your taxes and... let's have a great week. Hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Hope you enjoyed UFC, NBA, MLB. And I hope you enjoy some Iron Mike trivia this hour, giving away some prizes. But first and first, mostly, we rock out.
Yep. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping. They got that free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, before we get to your feedback... and the question is simple. If there's a cool rumor about you or someone thinks something you're doing is bigger than it really is, do you correct them or let the legend grow? Covino's got a story. We'll explain. But two things that are just on my mind I got to get out. Number one, awesome or lame?
Lame.
That Gronk threw out the first pitch at a Red Sox game and he spiked the baseball and he's like, Gronk!
I'm a Yankees fan, but that was awesome.
Funny because it's Gronk?
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Spiking a baseball.
I loved it. I thought it was good.
Roger that.
Roger Dodger.
Number two. With all due respect to the Yankees broadcaster that hung it up, John Sterling. It is far. It is high. It is gone. Captain.
Over. Yankees win. Yankees win.
I'm so glad you played that, Iowa Sam, because I feel as though you might think, who cares? But he retired, like, as of now, right?
It was
cold turkey, as you keep saying. He didn't quit cigarettes. He quit a job. Can you still say cold turkey?
Quoting Dan Beyer, he's the update guy. Right. He's got the scoop.
Now, the last game the Yankees played, the Yankees lose.
Not only did they lose, it's early in the season, but heartbreaking fashion. It was a walk-off win for the Guardians.
I mean, is it heartbreaking when it's like game 12?
Well, the Yankees were winning. They should have won that game.
So my question is, if Sterling is ill and they said, hey, you can't do this anymore, which seems like the case, unfortunately, 85 years old, do you patch him in one last time? He has to give one final. The Yankees win. He can't go out on a Yankees loss,
That's
right?
That's like walking off the court without hitting a three-point shot.
Everyone knows that.
You got to make it before you leave.
I even taught my kids that recently. No, but it was my daughter. We hit a major breakthrough.
You never want to leave on a down note, ever.
This is big.
In anything.
Breakthrough. My daughter is now making contact every at bat in T-ball, so she doesn't need the T anymore. She wants to practice every day. And I'm like, well, that's a good thing. I'll go out there with her. But I try to teach her. I was like, buddy, you want your last swing to be like a line drive. Then we go in the house. You don't
some
end on a...
Some people take that to absurd lengths of, like my girlfriend, her last bite of any meal has to be like the dope bite that she saved.
Yeah, you work for the bite.
I don't do that. Yeah, she's like, I wanted that to be my last bite.
Rich
like,
has done that at some of our dinners.
I'm like, really? That's a thing? I didn't
like,
even know that was
ruined,
a thing.
I ruined my last taste.
Your last
taste? Yeah, you need a good last taste. So I agree. If you're shooting hoops, you need bottom of the net swish three-pointer before you say
and
I'm
you
going
say something
home.
Cool like, if I make this shot, she's going to want me. You got to do something cool like that.
So I just think that I know it sounds juvenile, and you might say, as Dan Byer said, the guy called hundreds of Yankees playoff games. He's a legend, Hall of Famer, if not already. Well, I mean, it's John Sterling.
Ow.
He's got to give one more, one final. The Yankees win, and I hate the Yankees. I'm a Mets fan. He's got to do it. You can't. I mean.
Well, he's coming back for the announcement. Like the official announcement. So
I know. I'm just saying.
I agree with you. I don't want his last game. I don't think he wanted his last game to be a sudden extra inning loss for the Yankees.
Yeah.
He was a Yankees fan growing up. It was a dream come true to be a broadcaster for the team.
So
his signature call was, "Duh, Yankees win."
So
like, he's got to end on that.
Granted, the most important thing is the health of an 85-year-old man. But if he is capable of pushing out one last, the Yankees win.
Like, just bring him in for that.
I even said you could patch him in from home with the technology. Get a, you know, the thing that we use when people broadcast other places, a little Kodak,
Comrex.
A little Comrex, a portable broadcasting device.
I agree.
I'm sure he has that in his house anyway.
I agree. I do.
And for one last time, we pass it to the legend. And then he gives a little Yankees win. Come on.
I think they got to. Yeah. Part of his sign-off. That's it for the guy. He's been a lifelong broadcaster.
Well, back to the question at hand.
Do you correct a cool rumor about you?
Yeah. Covino's...
Your friends assume you were at a big game you weren't at. Your friends assume... we're broadcasters, right? So it's like listeners like, yeah, man, you've interviewed Michael Jordan, right? And I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But if you want to believe that I did, that's great. I think a lot of the feedback I'm getting, people are assuming I'm the host of this new TV show that premieres tonight.
Yeah, Covino posted a picture advertising, you know, a little promo for a rock show on Axis TV.
Tonight at 8 p.m.
But the
Eastern.
Way the little promo looks, Covino, it does look like you're the host of the show.
But, dude, they took similar pictures for all the other contributors.
Yeah, but guess what? Your listeners and followers don't follow those other people.
I know. So, again, it's, like, embarrassing because I might not even be on tonight's episode. Like, it's embarrassing. So do you correct people? Because then you look like a fraud. Like, I tuned in to watch you, fraud. You look like a liar.
Iowa Sam, if someone said, yo, Iowa Sam, that guy used to hook up with all the hottest models. Would you correct him or be like, yeah, I did?
Let him believe the legend.
Like, what do you?
I'd correct him because that's just not believable at all.
Okay, you know, maybe a bad example.
It's preposterous. But
I believe it. Iowa Sam.
I think you double down though, Covino.
Really?
I think you say, I was the host. They cut me out because I got fired for an HR violation. Then you double down the lies.
Keep the lie going. Wow.
But for me, the model thing, no way. No, I say no. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you, Iowa Sam. This is a true story.
It's very. Appreciate that. Though.
Back in the early 2000s, Spot, this is where you and I became pals. We worked for iHeart New York, and they used to do. You know how they do it around the country now? Jingle Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they used to do a summer concert that was like a big thing, giant stadium. It was called Zootopia. It was the equivalent of that big compilation concert.
Yeah, it's like a big summer jam.
Yeah, out here they do Wango Tango. Yeah. What did they do? The rock one was what?
Dysfunctional Family Picnic.
Yeah, one of those cool radio station.
Or Weenie Roast.
Yeah, compilation concerts. To the left and the right of the stage at Giant Stadium were two hot tubs. And they had put me and another guy in charge of getting some girls that wanted to do some promotional models to be in the hot tubs. Now, our pal, who's still on iHeart, Elvis Duran, you probably know the name Elvis Duran, pop radio legend, he started a rumor that I heard Rich Davis.
But he didn't start it. He actually believed it,
I don't know. He was telling everyone that, you know those promotional models? Underneath the water, You don't even want to know what Rich Davis was doing. You know, he was sleeping with Rich was doing ungodly things with those
women.
But
apparently, you know, again,
on stage in the hot tubs.
This is the early 2000s, so I was like, look at this guy. What a stud.
And I never really corrected anyone. It didn't happen.
The legend grew.
I wasn't hooking up with all these girls in a hot tub on stage. But you know what?
The legend grew, huh?
Why would I ever correct what is sort of like a cool rumor?
It's like, you know, if there's a rumor going around town about you and you were packing, like, do you correct people? If it's a cool rumor, do you correct people? If it makes you look good, that's basically the question.
My answer is no.
Rich, based on his proof, this sort of made him cool back then, and the legend grew.
Well, not cool. It's just I think if there's something about
it, I think it could be exposed. No. So I say it's best to be honest about it. Like,
if there's something flattering about you or something not accurate, but everyone's talking about it, you know what? Let them think it. I don't think there's any reason to correct people and be like, well, I am a contributor on the show, but I'm not the host. Let them think you're the host. Who cares? Let's go to Florida. Brett, you are on with Covino and Rich. What's up, bud?
Hey, Brett.
What's up, guys? My favorite time of the day.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I just had to call in. I got a little short tidbit that I'll give you about that.
Yeah.
So I am a triplet. I'm the middle child of a triplet set. Oh. And so, like, you know, we're all in the high school at the same time and everything, went to a big high school. That exact thing used to happen to me all the time because my brother and sister were friends with different people than I was. And I'll tell you guys, if it was a good rumor like you were saying, I would just let that thing run, man.
Yeah, you're a triple. That was me. Yeah. Why not?
Because you feel like a phony. You really do. That's what it is. Like,
Dude, I don't like that feeling. Look around social media. Everyone's a phony.
Yeah, you're right about that for sure.
You know?
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Super Racide.
Hey, Super Racide.
In Detroit. What's up, Racide?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. If there was a rumor about you that wasn't true, but it made you look cool, would you correct people?
Listen, I could care less. I want to get to the other topics you guys were talking to less. I can care less. As long as it's good.
No. First of all, Racide, couldn't care less.
Because if
you could care less,
then you would.
I could care less.
No, couldn't care less.
Whatever. Come on, fellas. Come on, man. Come on.
All right, do the Racide show. No. Let's go. Let's hear it. Go on. Bring it.
No. I want to roll with the Western names and them. But you was talking about the NBA playoffs and the Lakers.
Yeah.
So why are you so on delay? That's what I want to know.
All right, let's hear Racide. Go ahead, Lakers.
Yeah, Detroit. It's the playoffs and the Lakers. So let's. First of all, let me say United States of America. Can you smell what Super Racide is cooking? Oh, it's excitement. It's incredible. It's everything that you want to hear. Now,
what are you cooking? Ramen noodles? Man. What the hell are you cook?
Yeah, man, I'm cooking excitement, Superman abilities, and all that good stuff. Okay. Like that. So let's go to these playoffs, man. These people that's talking about. This person or this team is going to be the 5th, 6th seed and he needs to do the play-in. Man, get out of here with that crap. That is so weak. It's lame. It's whack. It's whack. If you are a real playoff person and you're really, like, putting money on these games and you're really, like, on top of that stuff.
Yeah.
The people that are talking about or the teams that are trying to not play the first number one teams, you stay away from them anyway because they ain't going nowhere. So you can care less about them.
When
you
couldn't care less.
When you get down to the nitty gritty, you want to play whoever right away. It don't matter what seed, how seed, all that. All that talk of, you know, the 5th seed, 6th seed, it's whack. I hate it, man.
Racide, before you go, who wins the NBA? Who wins the NBA championship?
Still there.
Yeah, the Lakers need to bring back Magic Johnson. Please, somebody get Jeannie Buss on the line.
Okay. Who?
Why haven't you brought back Magic?
All right. He's doing his own show.
Racide.
Super Racide show.
Ron in Washington. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron. What's up, buddy?
Hey. It's Ron from Missouri, and the thing is about the whole facts and stuff, there's this movie out there from John Wayne that's called The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and in the movie they say when the legend becomes fact,
print the legend.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. And, it, you know, there's a docu-series, HBO, long time ago, but HBO Max, I'm sure it lives on there somewhere, you could find it. Robert Wool, who's a comedian and actor.
He's from my hometown, Union, New Jersey.
He did a show that went under the radar, so I don't expect you to know it, but it was, what was it called?
History 101.
History 101. And he went over all the cool moments in U.S. history that weren't necessarily how we were taught them, but a lot of times the legend is like cooler than the real story.
The story of Paul Revere. It wasn't Paul Revere. It was some dude with a weak name.
And Paul Revere was also sort of in the mix. So they're like, well,
there was some guy who's like, the British are coming. The British are coming.
And Paul Revere was like, yeah, they are.
Yeah. And so it became like, and Paul Revere. And it was never fact. But when the legend becomes fact, you print the legend.
Yeah, it was like Paul Revere or like, you know, the Humperdinck Dinkleberry. And they're like, yeah, go with Paul Revere.
Yeah, go stick with Paul Revere. It just sounds cooler.
Yeah.
So when the legend becomes fact, print the legend, stick with it. Do you correct a cool rumor about you? Think about it and hit us up at Covino and Rich.
That being said,
check me out. I'm hosting a new show tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern on Access TV.
You know what's funny is that we're all guilty of it. So anyone that says, oh, you got to be honest, you're all full of horse manure because every dumb story you have with your old college frat bros or high school buddies.
Some of them are so embellished,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, like at this stage of the game, what might have been a funny little story, you have enhanced over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years that some of your stories, if you really dissected them, you'd be like, yeah, we're now repeating a pretty fictional story.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're so embellished. It's like every guy I talked to could have went pro. Like, really? Could have went pro? Sure about that? Are you sure about that? But, you know, these rumors just like, roll with you, I guess.
Everyone's full of it. So my point is, just to wrap it up, if there's a cool rumor about you, roll with it. Who cares? Because everyone's full of it. Think of how many times your buddy has told you a story. And not to sound crude, but how many times has your buddy been like, yo, dude, I slept with this girl. She was dynamite. And I'm like, I don't want to see the girl because I'd be disappointed. I guarantee. Like, when you're beer belly, out of shape, like not so handsome buddy is telling you about this hot chick he got with, I always just go along with the story because the reality is, do you think she was that hot if she got with your gross buddy? It's the truth.
Now, Rich has another story about parents sort of getting mad at him
and
his new coaching techniques.
Oh, I have a coaching technique
Rich is the manager. Rich starts his own rumors. I'm the manager of a girl softball team.
I don't think you get it.
No, you're the coach.
I'm the manager.
Dave Roberts called me up for some advice. Just so you know, I'm
so what did Rich?
Yeah, he could use it.
What did Rich tell
when it comes
these
to the bullpen
little kids that got the parents angry at him?
Yeah,
a new coaching technique.
Yeah,
did I cross the parent coaching line?
Yeah, did I cross the coaching line? We'll play some Tyson trivia, and then today, two major things have happened on this day. And I'm convinced one of them is more important.
Oh, okay. Good. So in the meantime, though, hit us up, 877-99 on Fox if you want to play some very special Monday edition of Iron Mike Trivia for some CNR and FSR prizes. We got Swiggies to give away. Start calling now.
Perfect. All right. CNR on FSR. And what if there was someone who wanted to help you find the job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you will get.
Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. So go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, download the Express Jobs app, and get started.
Yeah, with a wide range of opportunities, they got everything from sales, welding, forklift operators, customer service, you name it, they're on the case. The team at Express is ready to help you find that next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time opportunity, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as simple as a phone call or one application. Interviewing with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in the community.
Don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do we learn today?
When the legend becomes fact, print the legend.
Yeah. If there's a cool rumor about you, and it's not true, don't correct people. Let them think it.
Let them think it. All right. So, Iowa Sam's on the ones and twos. Danny G, Dan Beyer, Spotty, at Covino and Rich.
Did you know, Danny G, that Covino got drafted by the Yankees and just hurt his knee?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Had a knee injury.
Oh, yeah.
That's just starting a rumor. That's
I wonder what Sterling's call would have been for you.
Yeah, ooh, I know.
Ooh, Covino. I don't know. I
gotta pour a glass of vino for Covino.
There it is.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Tired of feeling alone in your job search with one connection.
I didn't know you were doing a read. I was like, tired of feeling alone? I'm fine.
You could find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com.
Let's say you want to be the announcer for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
No.
See what's going on with our draft coverage?
Look at this. With the first round of the draft starting next Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. So you don't want to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round. Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM, GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon's kickoffs, Rob Stone. They're all going to be here again Thursday, next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. The first round of the draft with Express Pros and Fox Sports Radio.
All right. So thank you guys for hanging out. We are Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich.
There's always pizza that day and that night in the
studio. Oh, really?
Let
me write that down. Yeah. Pizza day. Yeah.
Never want to.
Boxes and boxes.
Thursday, right? Never no lunch.
Next Thursday.
Next nice pizza Thursday.
You know, before we get to some Iron Mike trivia, what do you think of the Jets' new uniforms? They weren't that much different.
They weren't. I watched that whole hype video just to see the big difference.
Like, is it like the MLB uniforms?
I was like, is there an additional stripe on the sleeve? Is it like slightly different green? Because to me,
there's nothing significant.
They say it's a throwback to the old 80s Jets, but I don't know. To be honest, the Jets uniform looks identical to me. And I'm a damn buyer. No, much like you, I'm a uniform, attention to detail type of guy. Those Jets uniforms, they don't look much different.
No, the uniforms are basically the ones that they wore when they ran out of the tunnel against the Bills on opening week.
I felt the same. I was like, maybe the font or something?
The green jerseys, they didn't have an opposite one of that, so that's going to be one as well. But they were very plain then, and they're very plain now. But it's that old Jets logo of the Ken O'Brien, Mark Gastineau era that got so many people excited.
They had a major hype video for that, though.
It was a good video.
Yeah, it was a good video.
A lot of sizzle. It was like a fajita. A lot of sizzle, not much substance.
Not a lot of meat.
All right, let's get into it. Some Tyson trivia on a Monday. How about that?
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
All right. A very surly Mike Tyson. I ran into him in our blue kitchen. He looked like he was in a bad mood.
I am. I'm very irritable.
Walking him in.
Very irritable. I want a cigarette, but I'm not supposed to have any right now because I'm training.
Yeah, we talked about this on the show last week, Mike. You say no smoke while you're training.
No more smoke. But I'm going to smoke Jake Paul on July 20th. But yeah, no smoke. I'm just trying to enhance my extreme lung capacity. Extreme lung capacity. And I just feel like the more irritated and irritable I am, the more agitated, the more ferocious I could be in the ring.
You know what I worry about?
Not in a very good mood, but hey, Iowa Sam.
I don't want to talk about you, Iron Mike, when you're 5 feet from me. But have you guys noticed that Jake Paul is starting to step up the trash talk? And Mike, I hope he doesn't.
You don't want to wake the beast.
I feel like he's gonna wake the beast.
He better relax and get ready because I'm feeling agitated. But I need extreme lung capacity.
You know what Jake Paul said about you, Mike?
What did he say?
He said, he can't bite my ear off if I knock his teeth out.
Oh, shots fired.
Jake Paul's talking like that?
Well, it's like some great man said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Wasn't that you?
Oh, yeah, I said that.
All right, let's meet the contestants. His trivia win total on the show, 21. 21-time winner, Rich Davis. 16-time champ, Dan Beyer.
Hey, hey.
7-time winner, Spotty Boy.
Hey, let's do this.
And looking to win a CNR stainless steel Swiggy on our studio lines, Morris in Alabama. What's up, Morris?
Hey, Morris.
Hey, guys, I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
All right.
What you do there for a living in Birmingham?
Well, I'm an old retired FedEx guy.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool.
What do you say?
He plays with packages all day.
Oh.
He worked for years at FedEx.
Oh,
Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if he delivered my mic bites.
not state lines, Mike.
Yeah, not Alabama.
Here are the rules for Iron Mike Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's get it on.
All right, round one. How did the thriller in Manila between the great Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier end? Was it A, Ali won by KO in the 10th round, B, Ali by TKO in the 12th round, or C, Frazier's corner threw in the towel after the 14th round?
I think Morris tried to chime in there. Morris, what you got?
You
got to
wait for all three, but we'll take you first.
Frazier.
Excuse me, speak up for us.
Frazier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What,
Frazier did what?
What was the outcome of the fight?
Frazier won it.
Okay. I'll repeat the question. And by the way, it's very aggravating because I stopped smoking.
Yes.
How did the thriller in Manila between the great Muhammad Ali and Frazier end? Was it A, Ali won the KO in the 10th round, B, Ali won by TKO in the 12th, or C, Joe Frazier corner threw in the towel after the 14th round?
A, B, or C, Morris?
That was like a.
Did
that
he
was like
say
a,
B or C?
That was like a C.
He said B.
I thought it was D.
I
Morris. C. He said
B. I thought he said B. That's
he said
why.
B.
Morris, one. How about this, Morris? One, two, or three?
Two.
Two. No.
Yeah.
Three.
Morris, I
three.
B. I think I'm all the way here now. I want to punch Morris
save
in the
us.
Face.
Fire for the steal.
I'll take ampersand. A.
Turtle.
I don't even remember what the options were.
I like turtle.
So Ali won by a KO or Frazier's corner threw in the towel?
Frazier's.
Yeah.
Threw.
Yeah.
14th.
Threw in the towel.
All right. After the 14th, they stopped. Frazier's corner stopped the fight.
Can someone throw in the towel on this game?
Can we throw that question out? I don't think that question counts for anything.
I was thrown off because Morris said Frazier wins, and I'm like, okay, where's the option where Frazier wins? And there were none of them. No.
All right. Here we go.
We move on to round two.
All right, round two. And by the way, are you guys laughing at me or with me?
Well, we're definitely with you.
Very aggravating right now.
Where did that sound effect come from? I didn't
know. When asked if the very green rookie Jake Paul could beat me, who said that they were worried about my legacy? Whether A, Oscar De La Hoya, B, Dana White, or C, Manny Pacquiao?
Uh-oh. Rich.
Rich.
I think Oscar De La Hoya said that.
It was Oscar.
Yeah!
Rich and Beyer both on the board.
Well, no need to worry. I stopped smoking, so. I need extreme lung capacity for this.
Yeah, you mentioned that. We move on to round three.
Round three. What did I once famously say about not wanting to box anymore? Was it A, the fight game has been overrun by corporate thugs, and I'm a street thug, quitting time is soon? B, I'm fighting just to pay the bills. I feel bad. I wish people could get their money back. Or C, I need the money, but I need the leftover brain cells more. What did I famously say?
I know the answer to this. I was giving someone an opportunity.
Rich wants the Rich, W, though. Rich?
B. Two.
B is correct.
Yes!
I'm fighting just to pay my bills. I feel bad. I wish people could get their money back.
All right.
That's when I lost the fighting guts. Rich, you're a wonderful man and a great champion.
Hey, Mike, I'm rooting for
Morris, not so much. Morris, you really aggravated me today.
Morris, you're a good dude. We appreciate
Sorry,
you.
Morris.
Thank you for playing
along.
Thank you,
you're
Morris.
Delivered one too many packages.
Mike.
By the way, tune in July 20th I annihilate Jake Paul.
Mike, good luck with you, ELC.
Thank you. What's that mean?
Lung capacity.
extreme lung capacity. My extreme lung capacity. All right, guys. Hey, it's great to see you guys on a Monday.
Bye, Mike.
All right, guys. Yeah, pay your taxes, guys.
Yeah, good luck with the training. Taxes.
Bye. Bye, Iowa Sam. Bye, guys.
See you.
Goodbye.
All right. Now, hey, before we get to...
Dude, Iron Mike was, like, agitated today, bro.
You know what?
I think it's because he quit
smoking. Man. He's in withdrawal.
Yeah. It's aggravating. But you know what? That'll get him angry for the fight. You need that angry, agitated Mike Tyson to step in the ring with Jake Paul, especially if Jake Paul's talking trash now.
Yeah, you know what, though, Covino? I'm so torn on this. I don't want to harp on it long. We'll get to DB's update and have another...
Mike Tyson even shake my hand on the way out.
Another deep thought.
I want to eat his children.
There's a part of me that when I talk to some of my random buddies, like I was at softball over the weekend, and I was talking to a bunch of the guys, like, yo, we got to have a party, get together. Some of them are in that mindset, like Covino said, a lot of people are, which is, it's fixed, it's this, it was not a real fight, blah, blah, blah. And I just think to myself, am I just playing into it? Because I'm under the feeling of, if Jake Paul talks enough, maybe you could wake up something within Mike. Because we've met Mike a handful of times, not name dropping, but he's become more subdued and chill over the years.
Didn't you spar with him back in the day?
I did not.
Are you sure about that?
But I do know.
I heard
know,
you did.
I do know. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll keep that rumor. Yeah. Rich did.
Yeah. I did, I think.
Covino, I really do feel like when you got someone like Mike, if you did say the wrong thing, what if you did wake something up? As they said in Rocky Balboa, you know, they got something in the basement. What if he went real low and Mike's like, all right, now we're not playing?
It's like the story of Lambert the Sheepish Lion. Look it up.
I still think there's something to be seen about that
fight.
He lived like a
sheep, and then one day he realized he was a lion, and he had the heart of a lion.
I really hope Mike whoops his ass. I really hope Mike whoops his ass.
Is it true, the incentives? I saw this on TikTok, so it's 50-50.
Yeah,
real or
it's
not.
True, fair.
But is it true that there are incentives for Tyson for the fight to go on longer? It is something that I I don't know. It's something to, why not just throw it out on national radio and
not do any
background work? But I saw something and I was like,
well, Dan,
there's been a lot of rumors,
Dan,
about the
world.
Gloves,
sure.
Headgear rules, and a lot of that has been fake along the way.
Yeah,
so.
No, Dan, you're not wrong, because, I mean, half the things you see on social media are fake, even if they look like they're legit.
You're
like,
right?
In the beginning, there was such a rumor that they were wearing headgear that Jake Paul had to come out and be like, yo, the rumors are overwhelming that there's going to be headgear. No headgear. So, I mean, anything you see on TikTok, you're right. It's a 50-50 shot. So, I'm excited.
I'd be scared to wake that beast, though. You know, to awaken that beast and mess with a guy like Mike Tyson. Especially when you want to win this fight. You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't know what he has in the tank. You don't know what he's capable of.
And I agree, Camino. You've said, well, anyone could have a cool 20-second boxing montage. His training videos look cool, but you're right. They're only 20 seconds. So we'll see.
All
right, let's go to our buddy Dan Byer for an update. What's up, DB?
Guys, news from the NFL is where we start. The Eagles gave Devontae Smith a contract extension that picked up his fifth-year option for 2025 and then tacked on a three-year extension worth $75 million after that, with $51 million guaranteed going to Smith. Colts defensive tackle DeForest Buckner signed a two-year extension worth $46 million to remain in Indy, while Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says wide receiver Rashee Rice is virtually participating in the team's offseason program. Rice is attending meetings less than a week after he was charged with aggravated assault stemming from an alleged street racing accident that injured at least six people last month. Eight felonies in all are what Rice is facing. CeeDee Lamb was a no-show for the Cowboys' voluntary workouts today. The same for Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson and his team. Some draft news. J.J. McCarthy visiting with the Patriots today and the Commanders tomorrow. Michael Penix Jr. will reportedly have a top 30 visit with New England tomorrow, according to the NFL Network. WNBA draft takes place tonight, 7:30 Eastern Time. Iowa's Caitlin Clark expected to be the first overall pick of the Indiana Fever. Kentucky freshman DJ Wagner has entered the transfer portal, while longtime Yankees broadcaster John Sterling announced his retirement effective immediately from calling Yankee games. 5,420 regular season games he called for the Yankees over a 35-year span and 211 playoff contests, calling the pinstripes. But John Sterling, done. There will be no more games for the Yankees legend. A press conference will take place on Friday. And the Guardians topped the Red Sox today 6-0 on Patriots Day in Boston. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, DB.
Oh, can I throw in something quick? Sorry for this. Lakers are listing Anthony Davis as questionable for the play-in game against the Pelicans. And The Athletic says Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo dealing with that calf injury. His status very much up in the air for Sunday's game against Indiana. Now it's all yours, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Hey, DB, WNBA draft tonight. I would love to see I know it's hard to pinpoint the minute, but the minute Angel Reese is drafted at like 6 or 7 or so, I'm curious to see what the ratings of the TV is. It's televised?
Yes, on ESPN.
I can only imagine. After that pick, it's like, and scene. Done. Like, everyone's going to love to say, Caitlin Clark held it up to Jersey. Then they'll wait for Angel Reese, who is a top 10 pick, and then I could probably, if we tune out in the football draft a couple rounds in sometimes.
To put on what? What's on tonight? What else is good?
American Idol?
Yeah, I don't know.
Top 14? I don't know. Well, I'm watching Fallout on Amazon Prime.
Steve Covino on Music Mayhem.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, your new show you're hosting?
That's why. I'll be tuned out.
8 p.m. Eastern, yeah.
Yeah.
You're the executive producer, right?
And the host, yeah.
Yeah,
man, check it out. Man, it's not on Hulu Live?
No.
I'll just have to take your word that you're hosting,
there
man.
You
all
go.
Right. Good luck with that. That's awesome,
bro. Because the draft starts at 7:30, right?
Yeah.
So it's perfect timing. Half hour later.
Yeah, watch the first few picks.
And
turn on Covino.
Enjoy.
Perfect. Now, listen, I'm going to throw this out at you. We'll discuss on the comeback. There's two things that happen on this date, April 15th, and I'm going to argue that one means more to you than the other. And it's not, and you may say, are you serious? One's the Titanic sunk.
I say that all the time about things you say.
Oh, is it the 12th or what? Oh,
15th.
Sorry.
Yeah. The anniversary of...
1912. Today...
The Titanic.
The Titanic sunk. But something else happened on this day in 1990 that I think is even more significant than the Titanic.
Oh, I sunk a 3 in my driveway?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. We'll get to that next. Not spots three. Mark Covino and Rich right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventures. So go to TireRack.com to get started. And if you're not sure where to begin, use the Tire Decision Guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation.
The right tires for how, where, and what you drive. Honestly, it's fantastic. They bring the tires to your house or your office, install them on site. That's mobile tire installation. Doesn't get much easier. Go to TireRack.com/sports. You can see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers.
Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? It's all at TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. And a quick reminder, more trivia tomorrow. Shaq Diesel NBA trivia for more chances at a CNR stainless steel swiggy. So join us mañana on the show.
Fun fact, yeah. I don't know if you know this. Back in the day, Covino side hustle.
Yeah.
He was a barber. Do you know he shaved Sinead O'Connor's head?
I was doing lots of strutting and cutting.
The late great. But the story you should go with.
I'll go with the story.
Iowa Sam plays this because it was the number one song on this day in 1990. And I bring that up because I said two things have happened on this day.
This was one of them?
Chris Cornell has a really great version. I mean, the song itself is great. Yeah. No disrespect.
Written by Prince.
But I'm saying the Cornell version is pretty sweet, too. Look it up.
No, that was not the answer spot. I said two things have happened on this day, April 15th, besides it being tax day. In 1912, 112 years ago, Titanic sunk. Hit an iceberg. That's all she wrote. And I would argue that something else that happened on this day was more impactful to your life. On this day in 1990, it was the debut of In Living Color.
Oh.
And I think while
really
the Titans
compare the two,
well, one was 100 years before anyone, you know,
one was,
yeah, but I was so always captivated.
How are those two things linked?
One gave us Jim Carrey, J-Lo, the Wayans brothers, and some great sketch comedy. Homie don't play that.
Homie don't play that.
2,000. Fire. So how many people? 1,200. What was it?
Well, I guess what I care about. I think the more impactful thing in Living Color.
Ooh. How?
Had Fire Marshal Bill lived back when the Titanic sunk, he would have saved the day.
He would have saved the day.
1,496 perished in the ocean that day.
Yeah, you know who would have got to the bottom of it? The head detective.
But Jim Carrey?
You know what? The head detective, you're right, more impactful in my life than...
That just proves my point!
Do you remember the head detective with David Alan Grier?
Yeah.
He was just the head with the feet. Hold That's on.
Right. I can see ridiculous. Say that. The most... if I asked you what meant
I gave
more...
this two thumbs down and two snaps.
See? Two snaps. You know why? Because it was more impactful to you than the Titanic. The Titanic was a great movie in 1997.
By the way, we all agree they both could have fit on the door, right?
I want to hit you over the head with a sock.
The door
right
was
now,
huge.
Like Homie the Clown. Because
would it stay afloat, though?
Even though Living Color was more impactful to a lot of people of our generation.
No, to everyone.
The story of the Titanic was always captivating and always intriguing when
you learned
about it in school. Still is till this day. If a documentary's on about that, I've probably seen it. I'll watch it again because I find it to be that interesting.
But
what's
more impactful to your life?
That.
That's nonsense.
The Titanic.
No.
That, I love Jim
that
Carrey.
That Celine Dion song plays in my head on repeat.
I love the Wayans brothers. I love Tommy Davidson.
Remember the Homeboy Shopping Network?
Yeah. I remember all that stuff.
You know why we remember all that stuff, Danny? Because it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Impactful?
Jamie Foxx?
Is it Wanda?
And you tell me the Fly Girls, Jennifer Lopez, her debut? Let me tell you something.
Now, Rosie Perez on Soul Train was more impactful.
Titanic, while you know, a ship that can never be sunk, sinking, and being a you know...
How are you connecting the dots on this?
Because
they both happened on this day.
No, I mean, like, how... Like,
but what I'm saying
the
is...
The journey from one to the
I'm
other...
Sure a lot of things have happened on an April 15th.
Right? From one to the other that you're making right now is bigger than the journey of the Titanic.
You ass clowns. Let me explain. Every day...
It's crashing.
Every day.
Or it's sinking just before the point's being made.
Every day, as part of my research, besides looking up all the sports headlines and doing a little deep digging into football or the NBA or this or that, I look at all the smut websites and the TMZs and the all. And I check out a website. I know Danny checks out the same one, onthisday.com. And I just go back, and they start like in the 1500s. So I'm like scrolling through, like, oh, what happened on this day? And they have categories, music, sports, entertainment, news. And on this day, April 15th, other than being tax day, the two headlines that stuck out to me were obviously the Titanic sunk. And oh, look at that. In 1990, In Living Color debuted. And it dawned on me that while the Titanic ended up being a billion-dollar movie, Celine Dion, a major world event, what has had more impact on my life, your life, anyone that's alive in the 90s?
Jim Carrey as Vanilla Ice was pretty impactful. That was pretty great.
Tomorrow we discuss the Hindenburg and the debut of Growing Pains.
You know what?
Two are related.
You ever see Jim Carrey as Seinfeld?
The Hindenburg and the Mike Seaver waterbed episodes on tomorrow's show.
Both equally disastrous. Try to plug it with chewing gum.
What's more impactful?
The Hindenburg, not the bed.
Look, one's significantly more historical. One
what does that
gave
mean,
us... What do you mean, what does that mean? One's in the history books, one is not.
Yeah, but I'm asking you for you personally. If I told you, Steve Covino, take away one of those things.
I loved In Living Color, but I was
You love the Titanic?
I was always intrigued by that story,
If I told you, take away the movie and documentaries.
What was the book, A Night to Remember? Was that the name of it? Unsinkable Molly Brown?
Unsinkable Molly Brown.
I didn't read anything growing up, and I read that book. And I was always intrigued by that.
If I told you, take away the movie, take away the soundtrack, take away the documentaries because that event never happened, your life would be no different. If you took away In Living Color, you'd have no Wayans, no Jamie Foxx, no Jim Carrey, no J-Lo. I think it's so fair to say that In Living Color left way more of a mark on anyone's life that's 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, opposed to the Titanic, which sunk 120 years ago almost. That's old news that you might as well talk about. What are you going to tell me next?
Just because
some battle in Gettysburg is, you know, come on.
Yeah, because it was more impactful. More lives were taken. More, historical turns as a result. And although that was a very popular show, I think it still holds more weight.
More water.
Titanic pales in comparison.
All right, think about it.
Hit us up at Covino and Rich.
Color.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Homie, don't play that. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Homie, don't play that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.